us, your lordship! They're right behind us!
This is the only route back to their ship. You will stop them here, McMullen. You understand me?
Yes, sir! Form three ranks! Move yourselves! Come on, move yourselves!
Stafford, Grange, with me to the courtyard. Good luck, Sergeant.
Fish in a barrel, sir. Fish in a barrel. Take aim! There's only one way those hellish creatures are coming in, lads, and it's through that door. Front rank, prepare to fire! Queen and country, lads!
Humans! Must
front rank, fire! Reload! Middle rank!
Too late for that, old fellow.
Yes, the important thing is just warming the pot.
What pot?
The teapot.
Where is this teapot?
Now then, where shall we go next?
Do you think we shall ever see the Professor and Mr. Jago again, Doctor?
Oh, well, you never can tell, Leela. You never can tell.
Something is wrong with the TARDIS?
No, but something's wrong somewhere. That's one of the old interstellar distress signals. Interesting. It's coming from only 3 years ahead of our current point in time. From 1895, or thereabouts.
It is the sound of a creature in fear for its life.
Perhaps. We can't be sure until we can understand what it's saying, though. That should do it.
Humans must not be allowed to escape. Humans must not be allowed to escape. Emergency! Emergency!
Emergency? This is a message from space?
No, from Kent. Leela?
Yes, Doctor.
We'd better keep our Victorian clothes on.
It is night.
It was a dark and stormy night. Shh. According to Baron Lytton, anyway.
So, that is the house of this Baron Lytton?
Probably not. Not purple enough.
We may need torches to find this emergency.
Best not announce our presence just yet. There's something wrong. Look!
I know. There is no light in the windows. The aliens?
Perhaps.
They are inside this house. Sending interstellar space messages about humans escaping?
Let's find out.
Why?
Quick, get under my umbrella.
What umbrella?
This umbrella. Come on. We need what little moonlight there is.
The sound came from that direction.
Are you sure?
Of course I am sure. Follow me, Doctor.
Lead the way, Huntress. Broken vase. Oh, Song Dynasty. What a pity.
This door has been broken.
been a battle here.
A battle in a house? For a domestic tiff, perhaps?
No. I smell death, Doctor.
Leela, there's a gas lamp just there.
We must make fire and light it.
Hang on. I've got a box of Professor Lightfoot's Lucifer somewhere. Ah.
I was right about the battle. Fallen warriors in red uniforms. But what is this on the walls?
Alien blood. Human blood, too. And bullet holes.
Many bullet holes.
A full-scale battle indoors.
I told you.
Don't move!
Leela. Leela, take the knife away from the gentleman's jugular, and I'm sure he's not really going to shoot us.
Oh, who are you people?
Put your gun down, old one.
Very well. Miss...
Who are you?
Why, I'm the butler, Miss Jenkins. Have you seen it?
Seen what?
The last creature alive. It's around here somewhere. I'm sure of it. I've heard it.
The glass smashing. Something crashing in the dark.
You heard that?
We did.
It's after me. It wants vengeance.
You have wronged this creature.
No, not me. No, not me. Lord Jack. He took against them. He coveted their wondrous machine. He wanted to take it. But then they found out they went mad to
Jenkins,
stop Lord Jack.
Jenkins, what is this wondrous machine?
A ship. A ship from the stars.
An alien spaceship landed here.
They never did any harm. It was Lord Jack took against them, sir.
And where is this Lord Jack now?
Leela, get back!
Back! Or I'll fire! I don't want to harm you, but I will!
It is already wounded. Creature, how have these humans wronged you? Why do you wish for revenge?
Humans. Humans must leave our ship.
They're in your ship? Where?
Must leave!
Get back!
No! No!
Is the creature still alive?
Just about.
Get it off me, sir! For pity's sake! Please!
Leela, help me with this.
Yes, Doctor.
About 10 feet tall and luminous yellow, wearing bright orange. I feel I should recognize you, but I'm afraid I don't. What species are you?
I am a Drelleran.
What are you doing on Earth, Drelleran?
You are space travelers too?
We are.
Stop. Stop. Must stop this. Humans!
The creature is dead. But why must we stop the humans?
Perhaps... Shh! I know that sound.
It is a bad sound.
Depends where you are when you hear it. It's the startup of some kind of star drive. And since we're not inside the Drelleran ship, we are probably about to be vaporized.
Then we must get back to the TARDIS. Quickly, old one. You must come with us.
No. Let me be. Let me be. There's been enough. Enough madness.
Poor fellow. Rather an undignified end to a no doubt faithful life in service. I've always had a soft spot for butlers, you know. I once knew a butler whose name was Butler.
Doctor, do you wish to be vaporized? Run!
Not if I could help it. Hang on. Let's have a look at the culprit.
Is that the Drelleran ship?
Apparently. Hang on!
My darling Claire, this would have been your 12th birthday. I'll never forget you.
Oh. Yes? Yes? Hello? Hello? Is that you? Commodore Moreau? Hello? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? This is ridiculous. It's like you're on the other side of the solar system, but you're only three decks down.
Brilliant.
Well, when you can get through and you can give me an ETA, I'll hopefully have the decontamination and quarantine facilities up and running. Thank you. Have a nice...
Sorry, sir. More teething troubles. We're still not having much luck with the internal comms system.
I noticed. Do we have an estimated arrival time for the Aeolus yet?
No. Ah!
What?
Just picked up their high-speed pod approaching.
Why they're sending that, I've no idea.
Something about checking out our facilities in advance?
Pity they're not so pedantic about supplying us with their ship's registration details. Any luck with that?
No, Commodore. I've searched all available records. Must have been lost in the data crash of 24.
That data crash has been the bane of my...
Ah! Here we go! The pod's about to dock!
This is the Drellerin ship?
Almost certainly not.
Yes. The ceilings are too low.
Good point. That ship's warp distortion must have thrown us off course.
Then we are lost.
In a manner of speaking, yes. We just need to give the old girl time to recalibrate.
So, why have we landed here?
Well, if we can find out where here is, I might be able to calculate our relative position by cross-referencing our current coordinates with where we were.
That does not make sense.
Yes, that's often the mark of a good theory, I find.
I do not believe you believe that, Doctor.
This is your captain speaking. Next stop, Nova, ladies and gentlemen. Next stop, Nova.
Nova? Nova.
You know this place?
Well, I Nova. Never. Come on, spacesuits.
What about them?
Over there, we need a disguise. Let's put them on.
And right, if we really are, like, you know, supposed to be such valued members of the team, why do they ferry us around in a scuzzy old space tug like this one, eh? Yeah! I mean, we're the people who are actually putting the nuts and bolts of this space dock together. Oi, you two, where you been?
Us? Well...
Yeah, you, that door's supposed to be locked. How'd you open it?
It just opened. What business is it of yours?
Oh! Oh, we got a plucky one here. Jed, grab her. Yeah!
Please excuse my friend, she doesn't take kindly to being manhandled.
Oh, nice moves, lady. I'm Jim Hooley, shop steward. So are you two?
Well, I'm the Doctor. This is Leela.
And I would advise you all to keep back.
Well. How'd you get a knife past the scanners on the way in?
I've just had an idea.
Oh, yeah? Well, what's that, then?
Well, we'll just go back the way we came, and you can forget you ever saw us.
Hold on to your hats, people!
The spaceship is crashing.
That's just a bit of bad driving, love.
This is your captain. Apparently our docking space has been stolen by some port or other, so we've been diverted to the far side of Nervadon.
Nervadon.
Run recorder. Security login. This is Chief Tech Laura Krask on transom at Nerva Dock Airlock X2. Aeola Space Pod now docked. One male occupant preparing decontamination procedure. I'm contacting Dr. Alison Foster in the medical center. One security dredger in attendance. Ident, please.
Security dredger 55Z Alpha. Attention, outer airlock door opening.
That shouldn't be happening. Secure inner airlock door.
Inner airlock door secured.
Aeolus pod pilot, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, my lovely.
I beg your pardon?
Sergeant Henry McMullen, at your service.
You shouldn't have opened the outer door yet.
I'm in the airlock area now, sweetheart. Look over here. You can see me at the window.
Oh. Hello. Well, you have to stay there until I can check with our medical people about...
Don't you go worrying yourself about all that. I've been fully checked out aboard the Aeolus. We know all the decontamination procedures.
Hello? Hello, this is Dr. Alison Foster calling Airlock X2 reception. I'm reading an open outer airlock door. Please confirm.
Hello, Alison. It's Laura.
Wow, I can hear you. That's a first aboard this bucket of bolts.
Be nice, we're doing our best. It's early days.
Touchy.
Listen, the pod pilot has let himself through into the airlock. He said he's had all the decom procedures performed aboard the Aeolus. Shall I just let him in?
What? But we don't even know anything about the Aeolus.
Hello, Doctor. Hello, lovely lady doctor. Can you hear me?
Yes, but do you mind just keeping quiet for a moment?
Sorry, Alison? Alison, I can't hear you. Alison?
Laura? Laura? Come in. Look, if you can hear me, don't let him in. You understand me? I'm getting a strange reading on the decon filter. Don't let him in. He needs to be quarantined. Laura!
Alison, I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm opening the inner airlock door now.
Ah, no. Nice to see you without a great big door between us.
Oh.
So you know my name. What's...
Laura Krask. Chief Tech. That's an odd spacesuit you're wearing. I don't recognize...
Chief Tech, eh? An important job in a big space dock like this.
Well, we've got a few teething problems, so I'm not exactly everyone's favourite.
Well, Laura, I think you've done a fine job so far. Mind you, I've been out in deep space for quite a time now without so much as a pretty face to look at. So maybe I'm just falling for your charms.
You're too kind.
Will you at least shake a lonely man's hand?
Oh, well, of course.
Sorry, they're just such beautiful hands.
That's not really standard procedure, Sergeant.
Call me Henry.
Henry.
Well, I must say this is a fine old place you've got here. A lot more advanced than the stuff they used to have when we left Earth.
Really?
Yes, a fine old place, and no mistake. Studdily built. And you, my little hovering tin friend.
I am Security Dredger 55.
Oh, cute little fella, aren't you? Right then, Laura. Will we go to the control room then?
Listen up. This is Space Tug Chandler, now Dr. Space Dog Nerva Airlock X3. Disembarkation begins.
Oi! Doctor, Leela, get a move on it.
We just thought...
There's no point in going back into the old Chandler. She'll be heading back to the supply ship and away any time now. We got work to do. This space dock won't build itself, you know.
No, of course it won't, yes. Come along, Leela.
Doctor, we must return to the TARDIS.
I know.
Before this space dock leaves, or we will be...
What are you two whispering about? Look lively. Get your space suits back on, plug in your toolkit and get out onto the hull. Let's move it, people.
Commodore.
Good grief. What on the top of the morning, old chap?
As I was saying, Commodore Moreau, this is Sergeant Henry McMullen of the Starship Aeolus.
Sergeant? Shouldn't you be in quarantine?
No need.
Nope. Laura, have you taken leave of your senses?
Will you not shake my hand, sir?
Oh. No. That can wait. I require the full registration and launch date details of your ship.
Ah, well, I'm afraid I can't help you there, Commodore.
I beg your pardon.
Henry says his captain will give us those details when the Aeolus arrives.
Oh, how very charming of Henry. In that case, Sergeant, I must insist you go straight to the medical center. I'll call Dr. Foster. Oh, damn it. Laura, can't you get these intercoms fixed? And what on earth is that?
Some kind of systems fault.
Oh, another one.
Oh.
Are you all right?
Yes. This is something different. It's the X2 airlock.
Where I arrived?
Yes.
Deary me.
Doctor?
Ah, there you two are. I keep losing track of you. Everyone's suited up and ready to go, and here you are in your fancy dress heading in the wrong direction. We're all at the next airlock along the transom, X4.
Well, the truth is, Jim, we're not really cut out for construction work, are we, Leela?
No, we are not.
You don't say.
In fact, we'd be very grateful if you just let us go back aboard the Chandler so that we can...
What? Get back home? Plant a bomb? Can't really let you do that, which is why I called a security drudger.
Ah, hello.
You will accompany me to the operations center, please.
Run, Doctor. I will stop this hovering metal. What is happening?
Let her go.
They got a nasty bite, those drudgers.
You have been immobilized in a paralysis beam. Any further violent acts will be met with increased force.
She promises to behave in future, don't you, Leela?
If I have no other choice.
Yes, there's definitely some kind of general systems fault radiating out of airlock X2.
What do you mean, general systems fault?
Well,
Are you all right there, Laura, my love?
Will you please unhand her, Sergeant?
Pardon me, Commodore, but she looks like she needs a helping hand before she falls.
I'm all right.
You've been overworking her, sir. And don't worry about your systems problems. My people will sort all those out when they arrive.
Will they indeed? What on earth? Who are you?
Hello. Sorry to interrupt your day.
Commodore Morrow, these two intruders were arrested at airlock X3.
Intruders? How did you get aboard?
On the Chandler, with the people building this Nerva.
What on earth are you wearing?
The doctor gave me these clothes to fit in with the Victorians.
I'm sorry?
Yes, never mind that, Leela. Of course, this is all a terrible misunderstanding, Commodore Morrow. If you'd just let us leave.
Sergeant Henry McMullen, pleased to meet you, sir. And, lady...
Do not go near this one, Doctor.
Will you not shake an honest man's hand, Doctor?
What's the matter, Leela?
There is something... He is not what he seems.
Really?
What do you mean? Oh, I haven't got time for this. Drudger, restrain...
Systems failure.
Commodore,
Laura?
I'm sorry. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Dear me, things don't seem to be going awfully well on Nerva, do they?
That's an understatement. Systems all over Nerva have been going haywire. Laura, what's the matter with you?
What's wrong with me?
Laura! Laura? Chief Tech Laura Krask, come in, please. Any news on that pilot? Hello? Hello? Dr. Alison Foster, can I help you?
Hello? Got her at last. I've been having a hell of a time getting through to you, Doctor.
Tell me about it. Your ident is coming up as Jim Hooley, currently on EVA construction work?
Look, I'm having some trouble with my spacesuit's life signs indicators.
Okay, let's have a look. Okay, Jim, I need you to get back inside Nerva right now.
What is it? What's the matter? I'm feeling kind of lightheaded too.
Yeah, just get back inside, now. I'll get down to the airlock to meet you.
This place really does have a troubled history, doesn't it?
What?
No, then. Everything will be all right, and that's a fact.
Is it now? Interesting spacesuit, Sergeant. And what's that you're wearing underneath, just poking out at the collar?
Well, that's just something my dear old mum...
Doctor, it is a red uniform. The fallen warriors.
Indeed, except this one's not so fallen. Tell me, what are you doing here, Henry?
Right, this nonsense has gone far enough. I'm calling for another security dredger. Oh, this is ridiculous.
Shall I tell you what we're really doing here, Commodore?
Please do.
We're looking for a stolen spaceship. Ring any bells, Henry?
You mean the starship Aeolus has been stolen?
Aeolus, interesting. I don't know. Is that what I mean, Henry? You tell me.
Well, no.
Do not trust him, Doctor.
Oh, and why not now, my lovely? Leela, is that what your friend called you? Lovely Leela.
Yes, Leela. Yes, that is my name. I am a warrior of the Sevateem.
Ooh, warrior now, is it? Lovely Leela.
Lovely Leela.
Leela? What's going on?
Lovely.
Commodore, look at your friend.
Good God! Laura!
Leela, look at her.
What?
Just look at me, Leela.
No, stay away from me. Doctor, what is happening to her?
Cellular mutation of some kind, but...
What is that noise?
Proximity alarm. Must be the Aeolus arriving.
What? Then how did Henry here get aboard?
Everything's going to be all right now.
High-speed advanced pod.
I see. You came ahead to sow the seeds, did you, Henry?
Seeds, Doctor? This Henry has brought seeds?
Of a sort. Microorganisms of some kind, I think.
Sergeant, what's he talking about?
Keep back from him, Commodore. I think he's infectious.
Infectious?
Aeolus to Nerva. Aeolus to Nerva.
Sergeant Henry McMullen receiving you loud and clear, Lord Jack.
Doctor, Lord Jack.
You are clear to dock.
Well, well. Seems the TARDIS wasn't thrown off course after all. We just arrived at their destination before them.
But this must be many hundreds of years later.
Intriguing, isn't it?
On final approach.
As Commodore of Space Dock Nerva, I have final authority on the docking of all spacecraft. And under the circumstances, I am withholding permission for you to...
Shake my hand, Commodore.
I told you, keep back, Commodore!
But how can he be infectious? I mean... What is he infected with?
I haven't the faintest idea, but look at what it's done to your friend, Laura.
I don't understand.
Neither do I. Not yet. All I know is that a ship that was stolen from Earth in 1895 was about to dock with Nerva.
1895? But that's...
Impossible. I know its crew should have died centuries ago, but here they are. And I think they brought something with them, something that will infect anything they come in contact with, humans or machines. It's already spreading through all systems on Nerva.
Well, aren't you the clever one, Doctor?
Quickly, get out of its way!
Oh, what's he doing?
Some kind of epidermal projection.
His skin is... It is spreading from his fingers like the branches of a tree.
That's what I just said. Spreading his infection. Don't let it touch you.
Doctor, look at the curl. It is horrible. They are... joining.
There's still not an infection, Doctor. There's still a future. A future that will embrace all of humanity.
Run!
We are together.
Laura, she... It was horrible.
Doctor, why is this happening? What has happened to Lord Jack and his warriors?
Some kind of uncontrolled division of abnormal cells, but at an unbelievably rapid rate and epidermal.
Epiderm... I do not understand your words.
I've never seen anything quite like it.
It's trying to get out.
If that thing touches us, will we be joined with it too?
What? Well, yes, inevitably.
That was the main airlock seal. The Aeolus has docked with Nerva.
Then we must get off Nerva now.
I couldn't agree more. Come on!
Foster, is that you?
Yeah, just me, I'm afraid. Hi, Jim. I tried to get hold of a medical team, but... Whoa! All right, steady there. I'll just secure the inner door. Wait a minute. What's wrong with this door? Doesn't anything work properly here?
What the point? What's wrong with my suit?
My God.
What? What is it?
Your suit. I didn't notice before. It's covered in some kind of... Well... It's a sort of translucent skin.
Skin? What do you mean?
Your CO2 levels are too high. It must be clogging the vents somehow, but... What is it? What's happening? Jim, talk to me. All right. Let me help you get that suit off before...
Don't touch him.
What? Who the hell are you?
He's infected. Doctor, it is Jim Hooley.
Poor Jim. The infection must have got into all the systems and out into the hull.
Infection? Look, he's my patient and I intend...
If you touch him, you will join with him.
Join with? What are you talking about?
He's no longer Jim Hooley.
What? Commodore!
She's right, Dr. Foster. Don't ask me to explain, but she's right.
Jim!
Keep back from him.
He's dying. Something's clogged his suit CO2 vents, and if I don't get him out of there, he'll suffocate.
And if you touch him, you'll be infected too. Do you understand me?
I'm a doctor. I can't just stand by and... Are you satisfied now? You've let a man die,
Remember,
and
Laura,
I can...
She collapsed
Laura?
Before...
Laura Krask?
She's dead too. Well... Not dead, but...
Look, what's going on here, Commodore?
I don't... Something terrible.
Oh. He's still alive in there. Right, that's it. I'm going to help. What?
Leela! Leela, hold her!
Ah! What are you...
It Get is for me. Your own good!
Oh, no!
What's happening to him?
Now do you believe us?
Oh, my...
Don't let it touch you, Dr. Foster. Now, quickly. We've got to get out of here. Run! Run!
Come on!
Security team, Orange 4 to Operations Center. Come in, please. Oh... Operations, come in. We have main airlock door opening. We need instruction. No. Okay, stop right there, sir, if you don't mind. I'm trying to contact...
Aren't you going to welcome me aboard, soldier?
What? Look, I'm sorry, I don't know who you are, but there's some kind of emergency going on, I think. The comms are down, there's a systems failure, and we're going to have to ask you to return to your...
I am Lord Jack Corrigan.
Eh?
Do you not know of me?
No. Lord... Jack... No!
But surely it must be known that I traveled to the stars with my faithful soldiers, conquered in the name of the Empire?
As I said, sir, if you could just return to your ship for the time being...
And now I have returned. Returned to reunite with you all.
Eh? Reunite? Look, sir, I must warn you that my team and I have standing orders to contain all new arrivals...
Join us... Join us!
This is the airlock where we arrived, Doctor.
The space tug Chandler is still attached.
Good, everyone inside.
Wait a minute. I need some sort of explanation. I picked up something strange on the decon filter when that pilot came aboard, but what we just saw...
Dr. Foster!
I'm not moving until you give me some kind of explanation.
Did you ever go to Gloucester in a shower of rain?
What?
Well, I assure you, this is 1,000 times deadlier.
Doctor, look out!
Quick, into the airlock now!
Commodore!
No! Stop me! Shut the door! Push it shut!
It is all right. The epiderm thing has been cut off by the door. It is dead, Doctor?
That bit is. There's plenty more where that came from.
What is this, Doctor?
Don't touch it! How many more times will I have to tell you, Doctor?
As many times as it takes to make sense of this.
Sense? None of it makes sense. But isn't it clear? It's deadly. I'll work out the sense bit later. Our first priority is to get away from it and send for help.
We could call the supply ship if it hasn't already left for Earth yet.
Then we must get into the Chandler now. Quickly! Move!
Doctor, will this epiderm break through the airlock? Are we safe?
I've no idea what that thing is capable of, Leela.
Then we must break this ship away from Nerva.
And we'd better do it fast, before the infection completely jams the systems.
Right. We must call for help. Comms, where are they?
Commodore, do you know these people?
No, not really, but I think they arrived just in time.
Just in time for what?
To save our lives. Ah, here it is. This is Commodore Giles Moreau aboard the Chandler. Nerva has been overrun by...
Never mind that for a moment, Giles. You've got to help me disengage this tug.
What the hell was that?
Look, the epiderm has burst out of Nerva. It is trying to smother this ship.
Quickly, Giles. There's the retro thrust. Push it to maximum and fire.
But it will break the airlock.
We don't have time for niceties. I'll take directional controls. Do it, man, now.
Do it!
That's it. We're breaking free. Good man.
Who are you people? And
sit still and do not panic. The doctor will save us.
The doctor?
He is a wise and brave man. We will protect you. I am Leela.
Oh, Leela. Alison. Leela, what are you doing here?
We came to find Lord Jack and his warriors. They stole a spaceship from the Drellarin and flew to the stars hundreds of years ago.
I see.
You find my words strange? Do not worry, Alison. The doctor will explain. He is the man of wisdom.
Ah, true. Giles, cut the retros. I'll engage the main drive.
Right.
Here we go.
You have done it? We are free?
Yes. Well, I never.
What have you seen?
Is that Jupiter out there?
What is Jupiter?
It's one of the gas giants in Earth's solar system.
Giant made of gas.
A planet. So Nerva really did start its life out here.
You came here and you didn't know we were in Jupiter orbit.
Oh, I know you're just bursting with questions, Dr. Foster, but first things first. Giles, call for help. Nerva must be quarantined. If this infection ever gets back to Earth, well, I'll leave the consequences to your morbid imagination.
Yes. Yes, of course. This is Giles Moreau. Commodore Giles Moreau. Nerva has been overrun by...
Say, deadly pathogen. That'll stir them into action.
By a deadly pathogen. The space dock must be quarantined. And we need urgent medical help.
Did they hear you?
The supply ship should respond pretty quickly and relay the... Ah, here we are.
Return to Nerva. Return to Nerva and join with us.
Oh dear. Hello? Is that Lord Jack by any chance?
Join with us.
Oh, and Henry, so nice to hear from you. How's the weather there? I imagine it's a bit clammy, all that fleshy stuff everywhere.
Everyone on Nerva is now unified. Do not deny your future.
Never mind the future, think of the past. Don't you remember who you really are? What you did, Lord Jack? Huh? Are you there?
We are all here.
Why did you do it, Your Lordship? Is there anything of your humanity left?
We did it for the glory. We took their wondrous machine. They had shown us the simplicity of its mechanisms, like doting parents, treating us as ignorant children. But we were better than that. Stronger. We were British. We had built an empire. An empire we could take to the stars to bring glory back to our world. There were such triumphs, such conquests, riches, glory.
And is this your final glory, Jack? Returning to Earth with a hideous disease that could mutate the whole human race into one gigantic smothering mass?
Listen to me, whoever you are. We have advanced treatments. If you would submit yourselves for examination, we could...
Valiant effort, Dr. Foster, but I think they're all rather too far gone for a quick checkup and a few pills.
No, no!
What is the matter?
Look, the supply ship, it's gone!
And we can't make it back to Earth in a tug.
And I'm guessing the Commodore's distress call didn't get through.
Even if this Lord Jack hadn't cut it off, I'm pretty certain a space tug's transmitter isn't powerful enough.
No.
Then we must go in the TARDIS.
The what?
Our ship. Why do you hesitate, Doctor?
Where is this ship of yours?
Well, it's in the forward hold. But Leela, I really don't think the old girl's in a fit state to make an accurate journey to Earth after all that warp.
Do not worry, Commodore. We will find a way to...
Quickly, get back from him.
It seems that just one touch from a tendril was all that...
Doctor, look out!
We've got to get out of here!
So much for the TARDIS.
What do you mean?
I told you it's in the forward hold. Another thing's got us trapped in the aft section.
Are we safe here?
I do not think so, Alison. Look!
Fascinating. It seems to have found a way to bleed through the hatch at subatomic level. It's as if the metal is porous.
What? So, is that it? We're stuck in here and it gets in and... what? Absorbs us?
Not a very inviting prospect, is it? I suggest we all step back from the door.
Alison? What is that?
Hmm? Well, if we're going to die...
I imagine it might be far worse than death.
Great.
Time to find another way out, I think. If that is one.
It is a picture. A small child.
Claire. Her name was Claire.
Was? She's dead?
She was only alive for 7 days, but she was beautiful. Nothing made sense after she died. Nothing mattered. That's why I came out here. Frontiers of space, make a difference, all that nonsense. Why am I telling you this?
Because you believe you are about to die. You must not think that way. Believing it can make it come true.
Well, I don't see a way out. Do you?
Hello. Look what I found.
Space suits!
Strange, like my stomach has a life of its own.
Zero gravity, Leela.
Ooh, I haven't done this since basic training. So, which way, Doctor?
If we head for the front of the tug, we should be able to get in through the forward cargo hatch and then straight to the TARDIS.
Ah, what is happening?
Leela, hold my arm. Here. It's all right.
Thank you, Alison. My head cannot tell which way is up or down.
Hold on to the guide rails and stop mucking about. Follow me.
Oh, please, please, not again. Dr. Leela, look! Doesn't this stuff ever give up?
The epiderm. It is coming through the bottom of the tug, as it did through the hatchway.
Quickly, ladies, as fast as you can.
Doctor, look!
I know, Leela, I know, but if we move as fast...
No, Doctor, I meant up, or down, or whichever way it is.
What?
Oh, I see what she means. It's a spacecraft.
Ah, now, that's certainly impressive.
Blotting out the light from Jupiter, yes, I think that counts as more than impressive.
Then the humans on Earth did get the Commodore's message. We are saved.
That's not an Earthship, Leela. Doesn't it remind you of anything?
Like the ship Lord Jack stole. Except bigger. It is another Drellerin's ship.
Far more advanced by several hundred years, I'd say.
Dr. Leela, we have to keep moving. That stuff is... Oh,
Now that feels really weird.
Doctor, lights! Lights in my head!
Stay calm, everyone. We have been teleported.
Nice interior design.
Who are these Drellerans you keep mentioning? Are they friendly?
Lord Jack and his men killed many of them and stole their spaceship in the year 1895.
Oh, sounds like they're not going to be too friendly then. Wait a minute. 1895? Then how come this Lord Jack and his crew are even still alive? And how did you...
Questions, questions, Allison. Ah, and perhaps we're about to get some answers.
It is them, Doctor. It is the Drellerans.
Yes. You'd think their sense of fashion would have changed after all these years.
Please don't pick a fight with them about clothes. There may be only two of them, but they're rather bigger than us, in case you hadn't noticed.
You have not been infected.
But everyone on Nerva has.
We know.
We were exceptionally lucky.
Are you here to help?
You will observe.
As I am sure you are aware, there's something of a medical emergency in progress, but perhaps this isn't the time to show us your holiday snaps.
Observe the images.
What we have done here is for your own good, and you have served us well.
Lord Jack.
Yes, and he's not on Earth.
You came to us and gave us the fruits of your superior technology. And we are, of course, grateful for that. But what did we find when we seized the opportunity to pilot your vessel and travel across the stars? Indolence? Moral turpitude? Heathenism? Profanity? Wickedness? Stagnation? Well, I have to tell you, these are not the characteristics of we Britishers. These are not the qualities that have built our glorious empire. And so we set to work. We have created industry, respect, piety, morality, and we have made you proud subjects of the British Empire.
Cultural sabotage on a planetary scale.
And we make no apology for ruthlessly putting down those who would drag you back into your former state of willful torpor.
Lord Jack Corrigan and his men betrayed the trust of our peaceful expedition.
We know. We were told he coveted your wondrous machine.
He stole the secrets of interstellar travel, of the necessary longevity for such travel. And he brought his primitive aggression to a civilization which had enjoyed a millennium of peace and harmony. And he brought that civilization to its knees.
He? How many were there in his crew?
There were 24. You are thinking... so few.
But armed to the teeth and fiercely acquisitive, perhaps only one such man will be enough to bring a trusting, peaceful civilization to an end.
And so, eventually, when we could bear the subjugation no longer, we plundered our own ancient evils. Our advanced technologies that nearly brought about our own destruction in the time before our enlightenment.
A virus that would compel them to return to Earth? And destroy their entire race.
You're not here to help, are you?
We must be sure that our work is done.
Congratulations, I think you're about to succeed.
You cannot do this!
Neela, put the knife away, that won't help.
We expected such savagery. It is the human way.
I am a savage, yes. I am not ashamed of it, and I will fight!
How, Leela? One knife against what? A whole ship full of creatures who have the power to...
The power to destroy the human race, yes. They have that power. You have that, just as Lord Jack had power over you. And you fought back? Were you ashamed that you fought to live? To be free?
She's got a point, Drellerin. And hasn't it occurred to you that in the hundreds of years since Lord Jack left Earth, the human race might have learned a thing or two?
Hold them!
This is
coming today that this has happened to me?
What are you going to do with us?
Prepare to inject them.
No!
Tell me, if you're so superior, how can you justify the creation of a biological weapon?
We did not create it.
What? But
you decided to use it. I understand why you're so angry. I understand why you're doing this. It's like Lulu was saying, you had to fight for your freedom. But doesn't that prove something?
Enlighten us.
That all creatures, everyone, no matter how peaceful or supposedly civilized they are, we're all capable of the most appalling destructiveness if we think circumstances demand it. I really do understand, honestly, but the Doctor is right.
How is he right?
That humans have changed since the time of Lord Jack and his warriors.
You and the Doctor were really there, weren't you?
Yes. We travel in his wondrous machine.
You see? He was there all those hundreds of years ago. I don't know how, I don't know why, but he was. And if he was there, well then, my guess is that he's seen a lot of human history. Is that right, Doctor?
Well, as I've said once before, it may be irrational of me, but human beings are quite my favorite species.
You are not human. But we thought...
Well, we all make mistakes. On Earth, they have a saying, to err is human, and perhaps your biggest mistake was visiting humanity when it was too barbaric to cope with your higher level of civilization.
We have made our choice. The decision is irreversible.
No, wait!
No!
No, please! No.
Teleported us right back into the operations center of Nerva. How considerate.
I do not think so. They injected us with their disease.
Why bother? Look.
Join with us. This is the future of mankind. Join with us. The future of mankind. The unification of the human race. The unification of the human race.
Oh, this is really, really disgusting.
It's at times like this when I always regret never having taken up the cello.
What?
This epiderm, it is so strong. My knife cannot...
What's going on?
Everyone all right?
Are you all right?
Oh, I'm just radiant.
Alison?
Well, I suppose. Yes.
I cut the epiderm with my knife.
I don't think it was that. They'd started to join with us.
What did the Drellerans do? They injected us.
Well, presumably with some kind of antiviral serum.
You mean a cure? That is what they came here to do?
Who knows? Perhaps we convinced them. Maybe they came to see the consequences of their actions.
To see how it would make them feel.
Perhaps. But I think it's more than likely that we'll never know for sure.
What? Where? Alison! Laura! Oh my... How?
I feel awful.
I'm not surprised.
Who are you?
It's all right, Laura. Let me take a look at you.
Am I going to be all right?
Oh, just a bit of severe dehydration and some post-viral damage. Nothing a highly skilled medical officer can't put right.
Time for you to make a difference, Alice.
Yes. Yes, it is.
There are others still alive. Does this mean that all the people are back to normal?
No, I don't think so. Look, this must be Lord Jack and the Sergeant. They were the carriers, and somehow Drellerin technology had given them impossibly long lives. Their deaths were long overdue. I know the feeling.
If we were injected with a cure, it's possible we could develop a serum from our blood.
Why? Do you expect the Drellerins to have a change of heart and come back?
Do you, Doctor?
Difficult to tell. Mind you, I have to admit I do have a vested interest in your developing this serum, Alison.
Why is that?
The Commodore! He is still aboard the Chandler with the TARDIS.
Quite. And I imagine he's expanded to fill the whole space tug by now.
At last. I thought they would never get the TARDIS back for us.
You didn't like Nerva, did you?
Did you?
Oh, it was interesting, seeing the old place again. Well, for the first time, really.
Doctor, why does your TARDIS travel through time as well as space?
Why? Ooh, that's an interesting question. I don't think anybody's ever asked that before.
You have no answer.
Well, why do you always carry a knife, even though I keep telling you not to?
That is not the same.
Isn't it? So where would you like to go next?
Why ask when only you know all the places we can go?
Oh, not all of them, Leela.
Well, most of them.
Well, not even that. The universe of space and time is infinite. Do you know what infinity is?
It is a trick question.
Ah, a lot of people think that, you know, and almost nobody knows the real answer.
But you do, because you are the man of wisdom.
All I know is I could travel in a TARDIS for a billion, billion years and still not even scratch the surface of eternity. So come on, let's surprise ourselves. What sort of a place would you most like to visit, eh?
When we arrived in foggy London, you said you wanted to teach me.
Did I say that? Did I really say that?
Yes, you really did say that. So, teach me some more.
An interesting challenge. Let's go.